True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Wednesday, Bet Sweat, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. A lot of fun planned today. First hour every single day. We are live on Stadium. Watch stadium.com/live. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you right to the Odyssey app. Follow the BetMGM Network there. Do the same on the show of Bet Sweat at the BetMGM Network on YouTube and Twitch for the video platform of the show. And, of course, we are on X at @bet_sweats. Nate Collins hanging out in 20 minutes from right now. We will get into our power rankings, the biggest overreactions that we are seeing right now in the NFL, dogs and teasers, week two line moves, college football line moves as well. Foul territory guest Caroline Fenton will jump on this show as well. Sammy P, what's good?
I'm trying to connect the proper microphone, Joe. That's where we're at. This show just always has something technically incorrect. I'm hitting the right microphone and hitting reconnect, and it's not sticking. So this will be another work in progress for your boy, Sammy P.
Oh, man. See, you go to the Score Studios for a couple of days, you come back home, and everything goes haywire. That was going on with me for a couple days. I think I eventually was able to figure it out, but we'll get that hammered out. Should be just a couple clicks of the button. We have some news going down in the NFL that we want to hit off the top. Also Major League Baseball as well. We will get into some baseball, you know, with the now jumping into the fall season with baseball, kind of the middle of the week. We'll follow all the big stories, but as the regular season winds down, that's when we'll be able to attack baseball, different storylines, maybe different betting angles as we get closer and closer to the playoffs. One big nugget that dropped from the NFL was in favor of the reigning Super Bowl champions. So they're saying we're not suspending Jalen Carter because Jalen Carter served his suspension. The ejection from the game before he could play an actual snap in that game, the NFL is saying that was the suspension. He's going to hand over a game check of $57,000. So the NFL is saying, look, moving forward, if you spit on someone, a despicable act, it is a one-game suspension, even though I don't consider Jalen Carter receiving a one-game suspension because we never went into a week saying Jalen Carter is suspended.
I'm sure that'll really put a dent in his $970,000 salary and his $3.2 million signing bonus. Watch him spit on somebody else. I'd love a line on spits for the rest of the season. Is it half or is it 1.5 spits for Jalen Carter? Probably a half and you juice the over, right?
Yeah, I don't think this was enough. This is ridiculous. And it would affect the line move. Like, look, part of evaluating the Eagles moving forward in this matchup with the Chiefs was they didn't have Carter in that game. So it's a different handicap if we know going in that they're not going to have Carter. But now we know that they're going to have Carter this week. So I disagree with it strongly. It's a disgusting act. I do wonder, what if it's not a star player? What if it's somebody else? What if it's not a very popular team? You know, if it's not the Super Bowl champs, do you have the same? I don't know. Or they're just like, no harm, no foul. We're good. Ejected from the game. That's fine. Not good enough as far as I'm concerned. NFL inviting this to happen again. A lot of times you need to make moves. You need to make decisions, punishments, so you know that it never happens again. It's not the same thing, but they did do that with gambling. If you get busted, you're not playing for at least an entire year. You're risking ever playing again. Now a lot of guys are like, no, it ain't worth it. Not doing it. Holy crap. This is real, guys. This is real. Now it's like, psh. NFL's laughing at it. They're laughing at the NFL. Yeah, I think that's a joke. Jalen Carter should be suspended for more than what we saw. Kittle goes on IR. San Francisco put in a tough spot at the start of the season. Kittle dealing with this hamstring injury. Officially goes on IR. Now you have multiple weapons. We went into the last San Francisco game against Seattle saying, oh boy, a lot's going to run through Kittle. And now he's removed from the equation. Puts even more pressure on CMC. But we're talking about missing at least four games. New Orleans this week, Arizona, Jacksonville, and a big divisional game against the LA Rams. That's a big blow to the 49ers offense.
I still think they can win, even if Mac Jones has to play quarterback, because that's the other part of the equation. We know Kittle's out, but in terms of who's playing quarterback, it might not be Brock Purdy. You do need these guys, though, big picture, obviously. San Francisco can't do big things, can't go over the win total, can't win the division, can't win the conference, and so on and so forth if all of their guys are dying on offense. I mean, this is maybe the most red depth chart in the league already. And it's not even week two yet. So many bodies are banged up on the offensive side of the ball. Yet they are still 4.5-point favorites at New Orleans. That's how bad the Saints are. That's how bad they are. And you would think that even with Mac Jones and potentially a couple bodies down on that receiver room, they could still win. I'm not going to bet New Orleans because I think they stink. And I also think San Francisco's defense is still good enough to solve Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck if they eventually make a move, whatever. But this is alarming. As somebody holding a lot of Niner stock this season, this is not ideal. But it's also not really a surprise because a lot of these guys are brittle. You know, McCaffrey is an injury away from being out for a long time. Kittle's had issues before. You knew the receivers were hurt coming into the season. I still think they can win, even if they go to Mac Jones, but this is not great for a long-term believer in San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, my first thought, it went to Survivor because everybody's still alive, said I don't want to use San Francisco anytime soon. Like, why would you do it in the first 6 weeks of the year? Wait till everybody's back, everything's going, especially with this offense. So the idea is, Kittle might return at Tampa Bay. Ayuk might return that same week. So that might be the time when you want to start betting on San Francisco. I don't know what to expect out of Mac Jones. And he doesn't have weapons. And you're just looking to come out alive. That's tough to take the Niners with margin. But do we need to consider New Orleans? They're just going to try and get out with a win like they did this past week, a 3-point win in a divisional matchup against Seattle. Boy, to win by margin, there's no chance I'd be taking San Francisco. I'll just say that. I'm not telling people to bet on New Orleans, but I'm not interested in backing the Niners here on the road.
You don't think it's a good idea to put your $1,000 survivor entry on Mac Jones on his shoulders? You don't like that idea, really?
Well, I'm saying ATS. I'm saying ATS.
No, I'm thinking survivor.
That too, I'm not interested. You're insane. Week two. Why do you need to take on this risk? Extreme risk for no reason. You get bored.
Because I love it. Because it's how I roll.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think about San Francisco -3, assuming everything goes south on the Purdy side. I mean, we'll know more by tomorrow. Thursday, to me, is always the biggest injury report. And if they downgrade Brock Purdy to doubtful, we're going to see more bites on New Orleans because people will take 4.5 and 4. They will. That's just how it goes.
Yep.
I will be thinking about San Francisco -3. If it ever gets that far, I would put San Francisco in contests, and I would consider them in Survivor.
At 3, okay. But at 4.5? Uh-uh. I don't like it. I'm not interested. Man, Survivor. I get it. It's a tough week. It really is. You look at all these 5s and 6s, there's a reason they're not 6 and 7. You know what I mean? It's the, and you can see a lot of those being upsets. We'll get to that coming up. Oh, by the way, they cut the kicker, Jake Moody, too. A lot going on with San Francisco. Yeah, probably.
Good. He stinks.
A good move. Yeah, he was good for a very short time last year. I saw with the Packers, we got Thursday Night Football. This is going to be a great one. Commanders and the Packers, looking forward to it. 3.5 is the number. So that number bumps up from where we were on the look ahead, 3 to 3.5. That's how impressive Green Bay was. No knock on Washington. So apparently Parsons talked himself into more playing time during the game. LaFleur was saying, 29 snaps. That was not necessarily the plan. But the reason people are backing Green Bay, not only Parsons, and then they saw the immediate impact. He had 3 quarterback pressures. One ends up leading to an interception, had the sack, cashed the ticket there at plus money if you're willing to jump in his first game in limited time on the field. But I thought it was pretty interesting. Parsons, according to all the reports, like, it just feels like he's got a new lease on life. Like, he's so excited to be out of that culture of Dallas and in Green Bay.
I saw a couple of really good memes over the last couple of days about Micah Parsons chasing down Jared Goff, and they superimposed a lion on a deer. It was very funny, very funny. The internet always undefeated. But you know what I keep hearing now from national media people and all these football analysts? After one game with Micah Parsons, the Packers have an elite defense.
Ooh.
Why do we always do this? Why is this always how it goes? We see one really, really strong performance out of a 17-game sample size, and we have to use the E word. Yet the line for Thursday has not budged. Green Bay opened 3.5 on Washington, and despite the Packers being an elite defense and Jordan Love being an MVP quarterback and the Packers being a top 3 team in the league per Stephen A. Smith and Tom Brady, the line has not budged. It is still 3.5. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. In the room tomorrow, when we do our room segment for Thursday night, Green Bay Packers will be the number one need for the sports books to go down. It will be Packers this, Packers money line, Packers -3.5, Packers and money line parlays, because, of course, they have an elite defense now.
I'll be on Washington.
Yeah, you will.
My concern is their defense, in particular their secondary. So, see, while everybody's going to be talking about Parsons, I'm going to be thinking about Jordan Love and what he's going to do. Is his MVP odds plummet, nearly getting cut in half after one game, which makes sense if you think that the Packers are going to have a great record. But this is way too much, man. Look, which team has a better quarterback? I don't even think it's a conversation. And the better quarterback is getting 3 in the hook? Yeah, I'll be on that side.
I'd like to see this Packers elite defense against a quarterback that isn't stationary. Jared Goff can't move. Jaden Daniels can move. So on 3rd and 5, you know what the Lions are going to do. Goff's going to take the snap, drop back, and scan the field. On 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, you have no idea what the Commanders are going to do. So let's see what this defense can do against a dual-threat quarterback. A lot of teams last year struggled against Washington with broken plays. Detroit doesn't do broken plays. That's not what they do. Mm-hmm. Washington thrives on those, lives on those. So I can't wait to see that matchup, Micah Parsons against Jaden Daniels. Can't wait.
Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats here, BetMGM Network. We'll talk some baseball later on with our Foul Territory weekly guest, but I think it's certainly worth mentioning what Kyle Schwarber did last night. First player on the NL side to hit 50 home runs. First time he's done this in his career. So naturally, you know, the way we think, we're going to take a look, take a peek. Is there anything there? Not even in the conversation, really, for MVP. We've seen that the market has decided Ohtani was done a while ago. BetMGM has Ohtani minus 10,000. I see books minus 50,000, where you can get Schwarber at 27-1. It's interesting this year that, you know, you have Raleigh and Schwarber hitting all these home runs. Raleigh, I believe, at 53, and it doesn't seem like either of them is going to win the MVP in their given league.
It's so bad that Schwarber doesn't have more respect from the house. You would think that he would. An incredible season. But we had this conversation basically going into the All-Star break. It's probably going to be Ohtani and Judge if they stay healthy, if they stay on the field. Now, there have been some injury issues, of course, with Judge since that time. But the power of the brightest star is very, very tough to defeat. And that's what you have with Ohtani and Aaron Judge. That's the way the cookie crumbles, brother.
Raleigh has a chance in the last couple weeks here. I don't think Schwarber has a chance. The betting market is telling us that Schwarber doesn't have a chance. And if you look at some of the war numbers, he's much further down the board. So I think that's going to make people's decisions. But a fantastic year for Schwarbs. 50 bombs. First time he's done that. So very interesting. We'll continue to talk about that throughout the show later on as well. Joe O, Sammy P, we'll keep it NFL. Nate Collins, his overreaction. Teams he's in on? Teams he might be out on after 1 week. That's next. This is Bet Sweats. You've got the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I loved it. I loved it. And I love how you guys put that clip in kind of without context, because I'm still happy overall with my Super Bowl game pick. But look, ultimately, I picked Green Bay to win it all, and I'm ecstatic about Green Bay. I know you guys are.
Act the spin zone. It's great. I love it. I also think – I think – a lot of people do this, though, because you want to be different, and I respect people being different. You pick your champion, and then you say, all right, well, let me get weird on this side of the bracket. And look, I think a lot of people were prisoners of the whole Vrabel thing. I love Mike Vrabel. Joe and I had bet Vrabel for a long, long time, and we used to love him in Tennessee when he was the head coach of the Titans. But I think it wasn't talked about enough how young and how inexperienced this roster is. But when you turn on the TV and you see Vrabel and you see analysts saying 10 wins in playoffs, I think we can fall for things that we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing these Vrabel teams that move the ball, that play stingy defense. Not Vrabel teams that give up almost 400 yards of offense through the air, right? I mean, that Geno picked them apart, and that's without a healthy Brock Bowers. I was very disappointed in the Patriots' defense week number one.
No, I agree with you in it, and it's funny because I picked the Raiders to win to win their division. And so this game, like you said, I just feel like it is a young team, and they probably need some time to mesh and gel. And like you're saying, I think Vrabel is a coach that behind the closed doors, I think for those young guys, he will get them going. And yes, like I feel like putting them in the playoffs or even further than that this year is maybe stepping a little ahead of, like, personally me stepping ahead of myself. But I do see it as a team that if they catch a spark, maybe they can make some noise, like with the players that they have. I know you say they're young, and sometimes young teams, like, they catch a spark. We've seen C.J. Stroud do it with a young team over there and with the Texans, and, like, it doesn't happen all the time, but just being hopeful. But to your point, it was a situation where I do feel like Green Bay is the team to beat and will be the team to beat this entire season. So having that in the back of my head, it was a situation where it was like, where who can I put over here that it would be exciting if they did make it? But ultimately, I don't think it matters who's over there now that the Green Bay Packers have Micah.
So now I feel like you're in a tough spot for one day. And I'm talking about tomorrow night. You are very high on the Packers. A lot of people are. It gave you no reason to doubt them in the first game against the Lions. That was over immediately, and it was obvious. You love Jaden Daniels.
I do. Going
against them as an underdog. So what do you think about tomorrow, Washington, Green Bay?
I feel like Green Bay, like, just their fans, and people probably don't think about this enough, but I think every time Micah touches the field for a quarterback and an offense playing in that stadium, it's going to be mayhem. It's going to be mayhem to get checks, to hear stuff, and just seeing how productive Micah was with 29 plays. He had, what, 3 pressures, a sack, and one of the pressures led to an interception. And just to think that his play count is probably going to keep going up and up every game. I'm excited the fact that he was playing. They had him in zero nose rushing. They're moving him all over the place. I'm just super excited for him. And you can kind of see, like, not that they needed it, but any team will take anything that will give all the guys around you a spark. And you can see that with that defense and just with the sideline, how excited that sideline was when he got that sack is kind of indicative of the locker room, just where they're at and how excited they are for Micah, because they know they have a quarterback and they have an offense that is very capable of doing what they need to do weekly. And it's something where now Green Bay is probably at a point where if they score a couple of touchdowns, get a couple of field goals, like, they should be winning or in every single game they play.
I'd like to stay inside the NFC North and talk about J.J. McCarthy. I don't properly know how to grade that performance, because I think there were a lot of things in the first half, even into the third quarter, that were very eye-opening. He looked like a deer in headlights for 2.5-3 quarters. Mm-hmm. And then he looked like rookie Steve Young in the fourth. And the fourth quarter is winning time. As you know, you played in this league. You know what it takes to win football games. If nobody watched that game, how would you break down and how would you grade McCarthy's performance from start to finish?
You said if I didn't watch the game or I did?
Yeah, like if somebody were to ask you, if somebody said, Nate, I didn't see the game, what did J.J. McCarthy do? What would your answer be?
I would say J.J. McCarthy played how I would think any rookie quarterback playing in their first divisional, in their first start, like in the NFL, would play. And that's probably at, what, a C+, but it probably gets a bigger grade because he got the W, and that's what all that matters. But I seen an interesting stat, and it said J.J. McCarthy is the first player since Cam Newton with two plus passing touchdowns and one or more rushing touchdowns in his NFL debut. So for everyone saying like they're not kind of impressed with it, I just feel like we're kind of getting overboard with our expectations with younger quarterbacks coming in and right away making an impact.
On the other side, is Caleb going to be all right?
Ooh. Ooh. Man, I like Caleb, but with all the buzz that's going on about him, this like non-football wise and in the locker room, he has to start getting some wins quick or it's going to start getting louder and louder. And that's the one thing with the NFL. The only thing that fixes problems is winning. Like, because every time you lose, it's going to be something new that they can nitpick at or they can see that's a problem or see, hey, this has been a problem and it's never got fixed. So and until you win, like, it's one of those things as an NFL quarterback, especially in a market like Chicago, that buzz is going to get bigger and bigger. And that's the only thing that can, I feel like, cure things in Chicago or for Caleb Williams right now, because he shows flashes, but he also he misses a lot of big plays. So that's always going to be an issue.
I have heard now multiple times that the Kansas City Chiefs must win week two or it's over. And I always laugh at this because we do this all the time. It's very dumb. It is not a must-win game in week two, but it's a tough test against the champs, Super Bowl rematch, Kansas City, Philadelphia. What jumps out to you in that matchup?
Honestly, the fact that Jalen Carter gets to play and that he didn't get to play last week, and maybe he's a guy that's playing with a little bit of extra fire. And I think that probably bodes well, obviously, for the Eagles. He probably feels really foolish that he had to sit out that game. But I think the Eagles really got lucky. The fact that the one-game suspension was that game that he already was out. So, ultimately, you get your entire defense back. And for a struggling offense, I feel like that's for Kansas City. They have to figure stuff out fast, and without Worthy, or I don't know what's going to go on, how they're going to plug that up or figure all that out. But Andy Reid, he has to do it quick. And like you're saying, it will be a big overreaction if they do end up losing. But Kansas City is Kansas City, and before we know it, we'll be talking about them winning six games in a row here in the middle of the season and getting ready for the playoffs. But I definitely can see them starting 0-2, and there's a bunch of teams on the slate that can start 0-2, honestly. So it's gonna be another interesting week for the NFL.
With Dave Collins, Greenlight Podcast, a BetMGM show. This is Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P, and I think we know through our conversations that you're closest with Jacksonville, and that's the team you're paying close attention to. You get a win. It was obscure with the delay, and now it looks like Bryce Young is back to being Bryce Young from the start of last year, not how he ended the year. Yeah. So takeaways from Jacksonville and kind of looking at this Cincinnati game. Earlier in the week, the Jaguars have been a popular bet. I think it's more about Cincinnati because even though they won that game, they probably should have lost to the Cleveland Browns to start things off. How do you read it?
I read it as, for first off, I want to say I'm so excited for Travis Etienne, and everyone needs to start putting respect back on his name. And the fact that they turned around after that game and they got ready to text Bigsby just makes me know that they probably restored faith back in Travis Etienne, and that makes me excited. And hopefully he can carry that over into the season more and more, because they're definitely going to need that rushing game. And as for the Bengals, I don't know what it is with them at the start of the season, but they're not a team that I am afraid of, like, at all. And especially the fact that they barely won this past game, and the fact that this upcoming week, the team that they just beat by 1 point is 11.5 point dog. Yeah, it's against the Ravens, but everyone in their minds always thinks that the Bengals, they can compete with the Ravens and they're just as good as a team and they have all the weapons. And I don't know what it is, but the Bengals, they right now, they just don't scare me because the amount of weapons that they have to put up what they had 7 total yards in the second half of a game, like to the Browns defense. Honestly, like I don't even know how you explain that with the type of offense that you have. So right now, unless they work whatever they need to work out, they're not scaring me. And obviously, I'm a homer with Jacksonville, but I like how they started. And honestly, if they rely in that rush game and Travis Etienne, he can run the ball like he did in the first, it's really going to help Trevor Lawrence and everything else in that offense out. So I'm liking the Jaguars at least for the very three and a half, right?
I'm not scared of that Bengals defense. I'm not scared.
Joe likes the Jags. He's on them.
You like the Jags? Yeah, yes. I like the Jags too. I'm gonna stick with the Jags. I'm not jumping off this early, but I definitely did like what I see, and I think if you're a Jacksonville fan, you're excited about this season for sure.
A lot of talk in the summer. Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, and yet it's Liam Cohen right now who's the favorite to win the Coach of the Year. Long way to go, but Liam Cohen is the favorite. We got a little bit more than a minute to go, Nate. Is there a favorite game or favorite bet that we haven't touched on yet for you?
I think, honestly, I'm sticking with my Super Bowl pick and probably going to ride them this whole season. And I seen a little interesting bet. Green Bay to win by 7 to 12 points plus 375. I like a good old short week. Things not going well. But also, I predict a few offsides for the Commanders offense. I really think that the Green Bay, their fans really do their defense justice with how loud they get. And when you're watching even on the TV screen, I'm just like, I can't imagine like what it's like just trying to hear an audible as an O-lineman that's standing 2 feet away from a quarterback and they're yelling to you and you can always see that it's an issue. So I think that'll be a big issue for them tomorrow night in that game. And I think the Green Bay, they win pretty handily. And I respect the hell out of the Commanders and their offense and Jaden Daniels, but I just feel like going to Lambeau is going to be a tough task on a Thursday night.
Great game. I mean, maybe this should have been the season opener. Thursday night football tomorrow, Green Bay, Washington. That's going to be fun. Nate Collins, check out the Green Light Podcast, Dr. Facts at Big N 98 over on X. Nate, we will talk next Wednesday. Always appreciate it. More coming up. Power Rankings, top of the hour. Joe O, Sammy P. This is BetSweats.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Sammy P, we've got some college football line moves worth discussing. Wow, a few real notable ones coming up in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging out. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you right to the Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch as well at the BetMGM Network. So part of yesterday's conversation on a future Tuesday was me trying to figure out, okay, what do we do with this Giants quarterback situation? We know Dart's going to play. Daboll's ass is on the line. It looked awful with Russ. He was being quite elusive when it came to any direct Russ questions in the post-game press conference after the Giants were pretty much embarrassed by the Washington Commanders. And what I've noticed over the last couple of days is there are a lot of national pundits, respected analysts that are out there thinking, you know what? It's probably time. And that's what I arrived at immediately, because I kept bringing up, I want to bet Dart for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but I don't know if now is the time. I don't know when the time is going to be. I was listening the other day to Daniel Jeremiah, and they were like, well, they announced that it's going to be Dart starting game number two. He said, okay, but did he announce that he's going to be ending the game? Because I don't think he's going to be ending the game. I mean, this is a respected guy, connected guy, Daniel Jeremiah saying this. What about Odyssey NFL Network insider Brian Baldinger? He was on Odyssey station WFAN in New York yesterday, and he was asked, all right, they said it's not yet, not now. When is the time to make the move from Russ to the rookie, Jackson Dart? Take a listen.
I wouldn't wait anymore. I just wouldn't waste anymore. Like, the guy's talented. He's played in the SEC for 3 years. He's been in two major college football programs. Why is it that J.J. McCarthy in his first NFL start can go out and do what he did in the fourth quarter? Why does Bo Nix take a team to a playoff? You know, I mean, look at the Jaden Daniels, the offense rookie of the year. Like, these kids are ready to play. They're just more advanced than they have been in the past. To me, I would take the reins off. Troy Aikman was 1-15 his rookie year. He went to the Hall of Fame. Like, I can give you, for every guy you tell me that got ruined because he played too soon, I'll give you another guy that flourished because he did play. And here's the danger. If you sit there and go, okay, Russell's our guy, and we've seen what Russell is, enough. But if you say, well, you know, we don't want to damage him. Well, what if he can win you games? What if he's ready? That's the conundrum. For everybody in that organization who's just, like, literally, I mean, they're like the walking dead over there right now, I'm sure. But, like, everybody in that organization over there, what if he is ready? And what if you can beat Washington? And what if you can beat Dallas? And this kid's on the sideline. Like, that's like, you know, we're getting to that point right now where you go, screw it. Let's put him out there. Let's play him. Because I think he's going to be a difference maker.
Woo! That was strong. Sam, you saw that right away. You sent it over, and I was nodding along with everything that Baldy had to say. What do you think?
I think that you had a great idea yesterday to bet him for offensive rookie, because I look at the market right now, and during our show, correct me if I'm wrong, Jackson Dart at BetMGM was 25-1 to win the award, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, everywhere right in that 20-25 range.
I remember seeing 25-1 at BetMGM. This morning, Jackson Dart, BetMGM, 18-1. Mm-hmm. So somebody somewhere was paying attention to the conversation that we had and decided, I'm with Joe. I'm going to make this bet in preparation that they eventually make a switch. Now, again, if it does happen week two against Dallas, it's just going to take money. Because the high side of the market now is 22-1. But whatever the high number is, whenever you see Jackson Dart for the first time, somebody's going to bet it. So you're gambling a little bit, but they have to make this move before week six or week seven. I think that was the initial plan there in New York. Let's give Russ maybe the first third of the season and then bring Dart along. But your point yesterday resonated very strongly. Brian Daboll is coaching for his job, and you don't have many bullets left in that gun. You can't wait until October to keep Russ out there if Russ can't move and Russ can't move the ball. You have to make a change. And I don't even know that Jackson Dart's going to win the award, but the whole point was to bet this at the right number. And if you logged into your account yesterday at BetMGM and went to place a bet on Jackson Dart, O-R-O-Y, 25-1. That same bet at that same sports book right now is 18-1.
I still like 22s out there. I mean, that's a fair price, but I wonder with all this momentum, with all this chatter, if that ends up going away. Russ may be starting that game, but as Daniel Jeremiah said, doesn't mean he's going to be finishing it. And Daboll's got to really realize that this version of Russell Wilson is not going to save his job. This ain't it. This is the guy he targeted. He wanted Dart. They got him. It's funny. Like, I remember the Bears thinking the same thing with Trubisky. You can give examples every single year. Okay, we've got the veteran leader. He's going to help him along. We've got the rookie. Yeah. We'll go week seven. No, we'll go right after the bye in week nine. Uh-huh. And then football happens. And then people get nervous for their jobs. And then you start getting the heat from the media, from the fan base. You're the favorite for the first coach fired in the NFL. The football happens, and then everything changes. Tyson always said, yeah, everybody's got a plan. They get punched in the mouth. Giants got punched in the mouth by the Commanders. Divisional matchup. Let's see what happens. If they're down big in another divisional matchup, second game of the year, they're going to want to make that move and show that there's upside with Dart moving forward instead of doing it later in the year and going through the early growing pains like all rookies go through. That's interesting. He's announced that he's not starting the game and the number is coming down. That should probably tell you something.
Any concerns? Just kind of running this back to a conversation we had in February, March of 2025. It's more Jake and me than you, but we did bet Jack Caglione to win Rookie of the Year. That guy did not come through. Is there any lingering concern for a quarterback named Jackson, given what we saw with Jack Cags?
I think Kansas City and New York markets are very different, sports. Like, there wasn't national media screaming about Cags with the Royals, except for us. I think we were pretty much about it.
No concern, Russ, then. No concern.
No, Russ is so bad. I'm not concerned because Russ is terrible. He's done. He's toast. And they thought, all right, he'll play for a month and then we'll make the move. No, they're not going to be able to do that. And it's going to get so loud. It already is loud with New York. So I'm not worried about that. It may be maybe a couple weeks off. That could happen. But I think Dart is going to play most of the year and then betting on that upside. Joe O, Sammy P, BetMGM Network. Notice some, what's up?
I didn't realize this until just now. Paul's right. You may have a Jackson problem. Yesterday you were piling in on Smith and Jigba and Dart.
They spell it differently. Yeah, what is going on here? I had a Jackson on my team a couple of years ago. Let's just say it was a 1-year deal.
Oh, okay.
It didn't go well. So
I'm looking at Brian Daboll's record since he became the head coach of the Giants. Year one, 9 wins. Year two, 6. Last year, 3. That's not good. 9-6. 6-3. Ideally, you want to go the other way. You want to take a 3-win team to a 6-win team to a 9-win team. So I don't know how many more losses that guy can afford with Russell Wilson. I hadn't even thought about it like that, but I think you did a really good job yesterday laying that out. And that's why people have followed the bet. And that's why Jackson Dart went from 25 to 18 to 1.
If you were named Jackson, how would you spell it?
Probably the way that it should be spelled.
The traditional way. J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, like Bo Jackson.
What is with the X? What is with these X's?
Don't know. Don't know.
Terrible.
Oh, there are some bad names now. People have, like, I have some friends that have friends, and their name, like, I see pictures and names, and I'm like, that's what you named your kid? Ooh, poor kid.
Uh-huh. Like, they're a celebrity. Yeah, went traditional route as far. You can't go wrong if you're going traditional. Solid short name. But, yeah, we're adding letters and stupid. Anyways, got to go with the X instead of the CK. College football line moves. You know, we're talking a lot about this Thursday night football game in the NFL. Big movement on the college game. NC State Wake. You see this total's dropped 5 full points? That's a big move.
Really? Wow. Yeah. No, had not seen that. NC State looked pretty good in its last game against Virginia. I didn't want to bring that up with Nate. I know Nate's a big Hoos guy because he went to UVA. I have no opinions on that game. And I'm not going to lie, I am fully invested in Washington Green Bay because they play at the same time, which I always find it wild when college football pits a primetime game against Thursday night football or Monday night football or whatever. No, did not catch my attention. I just keep thinking about how much I'm going to have on the Commanders tomorrow. That's all I keep thinking about.
Me too. But as far as Saturday, one game that I am very interested in has made a big move. They're betting Tennessee. Whether it's betting Tennessee, backing Georgia, we end up in the same spot. This thing has moved a field goal. Tennessee goes from +6.5 down to +3.5. Against Georgia. Georgia hasn't played anybody, but, you know, with that said, I haven't been the most impressed by them, and neither is the betting market.
Tennessee's got a bunch of injuries on defense. Be careful. Mm-hmm. They got a couple corners out. They got some D linemen banged up. Be careful.
Okay. All right. Oh, they're betting Pitt. Pitt against West Virginia. That one goes to 7. It was 4.5 at the open. Now we're out to a full touchdown. Power Rankings Wednesday. Most overreaction so far in the NFL. This is Bet Sweats.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.